Buddy!
Yes?
I've got a brand new podcast segment here for the big show, the big shoe. It is the first time that we have ever done something like this, and it will more than likely be the last time we do it. I don't know. I don't know the future.
Yeah.
Anyway, I call it...
And how dare people keep fucking asking that of you? Okay? Yeah. I mean, it's really not fair. You know, he's got 5+ kids, and he's got it at one wife. He's down to one. You know, it's not fair to continually be asking.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. It's nerve-wracking. It's the racking of nerves.
Yes.
So I call this segment The Pope on Film How To.
Okay.
Now, I know that this podcast is not the usual sort of podcast that would host a how-to segment. I think that's a fairly accurate assessment. Am I correct?
That is a fair assessment.
Okay, thank you. But a few weeks ago, a news article sneaked past most Americans, and I thought that I could discuss and debate it further. According to a Washington Post article from mid to late January, approximately 74% of Facebook users are unaware of Facebook's target ads.
Really?
Yeah. This comes from a poll conducted by the Research Center, which discovered that the vast majority of American Facebook users aren't aware that Facebook tracks people's likes and interests and tailors ads for them. Now, personally, I am well aware of Facebook's ad preferences, and that's because I check out my own personal Facebook ad preferences all the time. I think they're hilarious, and I get a kick out of them.
Yeah.
I like looking through a list of what a corporation thinks I'm into.
Yes.
Oftentimes it's right. Many times it's wildly, wildly wrong.
In a hysterical way.
Yeah. A lot of times it's based just on data and not on actual humanity. So, you know, I'll look up something for my wife really quick. Hey, honey, will you get online really quick and look for something, look to see how much something is? And then, boom, like 2 weeks later, Facebook is all, wow, Steve must really like Splenda. And I'm all, no, I'm not into Splenda, Facebook. Facebook ad preferences are also really horrible at delineating between what you like and what you dislike. So they just record what you talk about a lot, what you mention a lot, things you discuss a lot. So Facebook goes, wow, Steve sure does mention Donald Trump a lot. He must like him. Let's put Steve as Donald Trump on his ad preferences. So the last time I checked my own Facebook ad preferences was the beginning of this week. It said I was a fan of Donald Trump, Sarah Palin, Paul Ryan, Mike Huckabee, and Margot Robbie.
Really?
Like, yeah, Paul Ryan was a surprise. I think Margot Robbie was the bigger surprise. Like, I'm not watching, you know, Suicide Squad a bunch and talking about it, you know? That's weird.
You were probably talking about Margot Robbie's wide-ass shark mouth.
Oh. Huh. In the interest of helping out the 74%,
she can have a sword fight in her mouth. Yes, she can. Yes.
So in the interest of helping the 74%ers out there, here is a step-by-step guide to finding and editing your own personal Facebook ad preferences. Now, what you do is you step one, you scroll through Facebook until you find an ad on the main scroll and not the sidebar, because a lot of times there'll be sponsored ads on the sidebar.
Yeah.
Those don't count. We're talking about a main ad. that you scroll down through. Like right here, boom, here's an ad for me for the new Child's Play movie. And yeah, that's probably a safe bet for the Facebook ad preferences. Oh, Steve likes horror movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So here's an ad for you, Steve, for the Child's Play movie. And I'm like, yeah, I like movies and I like horror movies, but you know what movie I've never liked? Fucking Child's Play.
Yeah.
It's freaking stupid. Oh, a ghost of a killer possesses a doll. It was ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
All right.
So what you do is step two, once you found an ad, you click on the dots, you click on the three dots on the top right of said ad.
Yeah.
Now, that'll give you a bunch of options. Ooh, hide ad, report ad, save video, turn on notifications for this post, embed, more options. But right there around the middle of the options, it says, why am I seeing this?
Yeah.
So step three is you click on that.
Okay.
Now, that will pop up eventually a boilerplate explanation about this Facebook ad. Why am I seeing this? One reason you're seeing this ad is that Child's Play movie wants to reach people interested in American Horror Story. Okay, that's fair. I did watch American Horror Story, but that was only because Destiny was super into it. I think like the first three seasons are really great and everything else can be skipped.
I watched a few of them, like a few seasons, and yeah. I have very little recollection of the show.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Only that the circus one was really fucking disappointing.
Really? I loved the circus one. I think I loved the circus one so much because, like, I am so personally obsessed with every single solitary bit of the minutia of the Todd Browning movie Freaks.
Yeah.
That Destiny is there. I'm sitting down with her watching it and, like, I'm calling things like,
yeah,
like nine episodes ahead.
Well, I appreciated Pepper. Okay.
I told her too.
The clown bored me, you know, because it was just, ooh, spooky clown. I've seen fucking spooky clowns Christ knows how many times, you know. And then there was the weird thing with the guy from The Shield.
Yeah.
Who was the thing and who he was sleeping with, and it's just like, you know, I don't care.
Yeah. So it gives you the boilerplate, why am I seeing this ad? It gives you the specific reason why you are seeing the ad that you are seeing. There may be other reasons why you're seeing this, including Child's Play movie wants you to. Yeah, they didn't take it.
Did you put the flag up?
Asked
you to?
No, I did not.
What do you want me to do?
Okay, I thought they would still take it.
Oh, they're idiots. Don't you understand? They're fucking idiots.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What are you in trouble for?
I put mail in the mail slot, but I didn't lift up the red flag. And I didn't go out there because it was like 30 degrees and I was super cold. But I figured that they would still take the mail, and they didn't. So now we gotta wait until.
Hard to open. So intentionally opened them.
About this Facebook ad, why am I seeing this ad? Yada yada yada. It says there's a blue link, and it says manage your ad preferences.
Okay.
You click on that. And that will take you to your own personal Facebook ad preferences. And you can, like, silence things that you don't agree with and stuff like that. It's quite interesting. I go through mine a lot. Already here, I see my interests are horror movies, Flight of the Conchords, Rick and Morty, PBS Kids, NPR. Like, okay, yeah, most of that's pretty on the nose.
Yeah.
One thing that I have noticed is that there's different categories. So there's your interests, your information, ad settings, and you know, you can check different under your interests. You can check business, here are businesses that you like, here are travel places and events that you like, and mine's filled with Disney theme parks, that makes sense. Hobbies and activities, okay. I don't know why scrapbooking is under mine.
Yeah.
Remove that. I'm going to remove humidifiers. And I'm going to remove, oh no, that's pretty good. Technology. I'm not into the Xbox One. Get odd. But one of the sections is advertisers. Everyone needs to go through this often. It's even says it here. These advertisers are running ads using a contact list they or their partner uploaded that includes info about you. This info was collected by the advertiser or their partner. Typically, this information is your email address or phone number. So basically, if you've ever looked for a house, if you've ever applied for a bank, if you've ever tried to get an apartment, if you've ever tried to get a new car, tried to get a new house, you probably gave someone your information, which was then sold, which was then like put into this email list. So under businesses, I like Evan L. Jarvis, realtor in Topeka, Kansas.
Okay.
I like Piazza Volkswagen of Moore, Oklahoma. I like Dennis Hyundai from East San Diego. I like Ed Morse Buick GMC of Port Richey. I apparently also like Thomas Druck. He's a South Beach condo agent.
Well, who doesn't? When it comes,
It's concerning.
He's not
how many
just a condo agent.
Yeah, it's concerning how many businesses have my information in their contact list, and it's not just me; it's everybody.
Yeah,
I don't think people know that. So that's kind of messed up. Although I will say, everyone should go through that. That's concerning. I think the funnest part is you can look at the people that you're interested in. And then already right here, I'm seeing, oh, look at that. Tim Burton, Stephen King, Terry Pratchett, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Walt Disney. Okay. Yeah, no, you're pretty on the nose here, Facebook. Jeff Goldblum, Robert Rodriguez. I don't know why Giorgio Armani's on here.
Oh,
that's a bit odd.
Fancy.
Like, why are you on here?
Yeah, is there something about Giorgio that you're not telling us?
Jada Pinkett Smith? Like, that's a weird one. Like, but most of these are, okay, Trish Stratus. All right, I'll allow it. Tom Hiddleston, Abraham Lincoln. Not sure why he's on there. Dan Aykroyd, Jeremy Renner, Rick Moranis, Jeff Hardy's on there. Look at that. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They got you picked up.
Joel Hodgson, Anthony Perkins. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that's right. So it's interesting to go through, and I think everybody should go through it. It's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
The last time that I checked it, the beginning of this week, when I checked my Facebook ad preferences, it said that I liked Reince Priebus.
There was that night that you called me and you were crying. I don't know if you remember, because Reince wasn't returning your texts.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
What would be real fun?
To log on to my Facebook and see what they have.
Oh, God, yeah. With Google, if you want to check your Google ad preferences, that is a lot easier. While you're logged into whatever your Google account it is that you want to check, just go to ads settings.
Down.
That's ads settings.
Yes.
.google.com. Apparently, I'm into Eggo waffles, which is interesting.
And delicious.
Yeah.
And nutritious.
Yeah.
A part of a healthy breakfast.
Yeah. So that's interesting. So I think everybody should go through their ad preferences on a regular basis. I think it's important and also just fun, you know? And if 74% of Americans don't know that this exists, then it, damn it, we need to learn some people.
We do. You know? We have to edumacate them, as is always our goal.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say here, you're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah. You're welcome.